National Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller.
Cross the lobby with you. One bad move, you're all washed up.
Taking us down to the jailhouse, huh?
That's right.
I don't mind saying I jolly well don't like that gun pressed against my side.
You'll like it a lot less if it goes off.
Oh, that's a sweet thought.
Hold it. Open the door, Packard.
Right.
Lead the way, Sweeney.
Come along, you. Down the steps with you.
Now then, across the street.
I don't see any police car.
Car's across the park.
You mean in front of Sonny's house?
Yeah. We stopped there for you. Found out you'd gone over to the hospital. Now then, through the park.
First time I've had a chance of taking an errand with an escort for a long time now. How much you get for acting as a fella's bodyguard, Sweeney?
You talk too much for your own good.
No. But honest, feller, do you like being a policeman?
I do that. When I get a chance to pick up such as you.
Oh, now, I ain't such a bad fella. You might even get to like me if you knowed me.
I have my own opinion on that. Keep marching.
Sure. What's the matter with your copper, Reggie? Ain't heard a word out of him.
He hasn't said anything. I think he's got laryngitis.
Yeah? Well, what makes you think that?
Well, he's got a woolen cloth about his neck, and he smells violently of turpentine and cough medicine.
Laryngitis, huh?
Right. I've been telling him he should be home in bed, but the blighter doesn't appreciate my sympathy. Ouch, I say.
What's the matter?
Apparently doesn't appreciate my humor either. Keeps jabbing that valley gun in my ribs.
All right. This is it. You mean this car under the streetlights?
That's right. Open the back door, Sweeney.
But this isn't a police car.
You don't say.
Look here, there's something phony about this.
You mean these birds ain't policemen?
Get into that back seat.
What about it, Jack?
Yes, get in.
But if this is a frame-up...
Get in.
Follow him in, Sweeney.
Sure. Here, you sit in the middle. I'll take the outside.
Suits me.
Now you, Limey.
Jack, if this is...
Get in, Reggie.
Quiet.
Follow him in, Burke.
Well, anyway, Reggie, you and me get to ride next to each other.
Is that important?
Well, anyway, I like backseat riding best myself. All snug as four doggone bugs in a rug.
All right, Packard, in the front seat.
Suits me.
Keep your other gun on him while I get under the wheel, Sweeney.
He's covered right up to his eyes.
I take it we're going for a nice long ride.
Take it or leave it alone.
You know, Jack, if these three hombres sure enough ain't cops, it looks to me like we got a mighty interesting ride ahead of us.
Looks like it, all right.
Keep the gun on him, Sweeney, until I get the car underway.
It's as good as done.
Hey, ask him up there if he's a good driver, Jack.
Well, here we go.
Smooth running, Bus.
All right, Sweeney, I'll take care of Packard up front here.
He's your boy.
Whew! Your fella does smell of turpentine, don't he, Reg? Mm. He's smelling up the whole car.
If I'm not mistaken, this road takes us out toward the desert.
You ain't mistaken, mister.
I thought so. Three bodies buried in the sand out there probably would never be discovered.
Jack, don't talk like that.
What's that?
Well, that's something I don't ever want to be. The undiscovered corpse.
That Texas boy's just full of bad jokes, ain't he?
Doc? No, don't mind him. He's worse than a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
You boys look to me like part of a pretty well-organized gang.
We're doing all right.
You, wouldn't by any chance know a man by the name of Leslie Marks, would you?
Oh?
Leslie Marks, attorney.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Looks like a pretty smart operator. Should think he'd make a great mouthpiece for a gang.
I'll tell the boss.
He wouldn't be boss by any chance, would he?
What do you mean?
Marks. He wouldn't be the big gang boss in these parts, would he? Got a great front for it.
You're nuts.
Well, there's no harm in asking.
Can't think of any.
But what's your racket? This doesn't seem to me any sort of a town for an organized gang.
You got me, buddy.
You mean you don't know?
I don't know nothing.
I see. Of course, you're close to the Mexican border. I suppose there's money in smuggling, and then this is a seaport.
Keep talking. It's only your breath you're wasting.
Uh-huh.
How are we coming, Jack?
We're getting out into the great open spaces.
Are, huh? I say, how about opening some of the windows? I'm getting bloody sick of breathing turpentine fuel.
Leave the windows like they are.
Oh, spoiling my whole ride. Reggie, I bet you if we was to touch a match to your bodyguard, he'd burn like an oil well.
Or you could attach a pipeline to him and furnish Southern California with natural gas. Ouch, I say, old man, I'm getting bally well fed up with you jabbing me with that brute of a gun.
Yeah, Burke ain't a man to take a joke kindly. At least, why, it's not when it's on himself.
Yes, I'm beginning to notice that.
We're really out in the desert now. Haven't seen a building along the highway for the past 5 minutes.
Passing any automobiles?
Not now.
There's a car on our tail, though.
What's that?
I know. Been there ever since we left town.
I'll take care of that.
Ooh-wee. Looky at us go.
Leaving it behind like it was standing still.
This car's got an engine in it, all right.
I say, the other car's out of sight already.
Doc, Reggie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I know.
Get ready for the worst.
What'd you say?
I told him to get ready for the worst.
What do you mean by that?
You keep on going like this and almost anything's liable to happen.
Such as what?
Such as this.
Hey, let go of that wheel! Look out, Doc, Reggie! Hey! No.
Oh, boy.
Doc, you all right?
Jack. Did you honest and truly go for to wreck this car?
Yes, I yanked on the wheel.
Son, you had never ought to do that. Well, this here's the way folks get hurt. You see Reggie?
Huh? What do you mean? Isn't he back there with you?
Feller, when this bus done its first flip-flap, Reggie zoomed out of here like he shot from a cannon.
Well, let's get out of here and find him.
I reckon I'm gonna need some help. What about these other guys?
Well, they'll have to look out for themselves now. Car's over inside. Can't you climb out through the back door?
Nope. Door's jammed.
Uh-huh. Well, climb over in the front seat, and I'll give you a hand.
Okay, there. I stepped right in the middle of the driver.
He didn't notice it.
Yeah, sleeping like a baby.
Be careful of that broken glass. Now, up with you.
Yeah. There we are. Hey, Jack. Huh? There's the headlights of that car that was following us over yonder in the highway.
Oh, never mind that. Find Reggie.
Yeah, he should ought to be over this way.
Hello? Is that you over there, Jack?
Hey, Jack. It's Sonny.
Sonny, what are you doing out here?
Jack, what happened?
I asked you what you were doing out here.
I followed you. The minute those three policemen took you boys out of Phil's room, I followed. I thought they were going to take you to the police station.
Well, they weren't policemen.
They weren't? Jack, what are you looking for?
Reggie.
Oh, why, is he hurt?
I'll tell you better when we find him.
Hey, Jack! Hey, here he is!
Well, come on.
Oh, you see? You see the horrible things that are happening to you already from associating with me?
That's stupid.
Here, this way, Jack.
How is he, Doc? Can you tell?
Well, he's knocked out all right, but he lit in these here bushes. I don't think there's nothing broken.
Oh, I hope not.
Here, let me see.
What the heck you doing out here, Sonny?
I trailed you. Who were those men if they weren't policemen?
Gun-toting gangsters. How's he doing, Jack?
Just stunned. He'll be around in a minute.
Are you sure?
Certainly I'm sure. All I have to say, Sonny, is that the Richard curse is a pretty impotent curse to let us get away like this.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, look at the material it had to work with. Three gunmen with murder in their hearts, one of the best auto wrecks of the year. A really potent curse would have had us dead and buried by this time.
Yeah, and look at us. Just one of us with a little old bump on his head.
Well, you mustn't say that. You mustn't challenge fate like that.
Baloney. Come on. Let's have a look at the boys in the car.
All right to leave Reggie there?
Yes, give him a few minutes to come around.
But who are these gunmen?
Your guess is as good as ours. Doc, I'm going to crawl back in the car and hand the bodies out to you.
Okay.
Good thing we didn't catch fire.
I still don't understand why gunmen wanted you three.
Well, won't you let us worry about that, honey? Are you inside all right, fella?
Yeah. Here comes the driver.
Okay.
Careful with it. He's got some broken bones.
Got him. A meaty guy for his size. Yeah, lay there for a minute.
He's not dead.
No, ma'am. Just chewed up a little.
Next.
Now, let him come. Which one's he?
Sweeney. You got him?
Yep. Come on, Sweeney, old kid. The trip ended up kind of different than you expected, didn't it? That's it. Lay down there beside your pal.
Can I do anything?
I don't reckon. These fellas is going to need the attention of an expert.
They're hurt seriously?
Well, they ain't been done no good.
Ready, Doc?
Well, this would be old laryngitis himself, huh? I got him. Gee, you fella. Now that you're unconscious, you're exuding turpentine worse than when you was kicking.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
But what do we do now?
Load our cargo into your car and get him to a hospital.
And that's a job of toting. I wish Reggie had come, too, so he could give us a hand.
Well, hadn't we ought to hurry if there
ain't... All right. Stick up your hands, all of you.
What's that?
Hey, Jack, we got visitors.
You heard me. Not a move out of any one of you.
Guns and everything. Now, what you suppose this is for?
But there must be some mistake.
Keep out of this, sister.
What's the idea?
We came out here tonight to bury you, Muggs. And burying's what you're going to get.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.